Chapter 35. Susan.
Okay then, now that Kristen has walked us through the grand plan once again, are we all about ready to head off to our 4 o'clock mud baths? There are 16 of us, all together. So,
wait, Meredith, I'd like to hear what Susan thinks about all this first.
Oh, I'm just kind of sitting in and listening. I don't really have...
Don't be silly. All opinions are welcome here, Susan. Do you generally agree or disagree with the approach?
You're all so much younger than I thought you'd be. I'm just a little out of step.
Nonsense. We need a variety of perspectives. Gail tells me you were a valuable contributor to the Finger Hut campaign.
Oh, yes. The great, great speech I keep hearing about.
Settle down, Kristen.
Listen, Gail, you were the one that kept mentioning it. I'm just curious.
Maybe both of you could stop sniping at each other for the first time in 2 days and let her talk? Please, Susan, go ahead.
Well, I think I might disagree a little bit with the approach Kristen has, that Kristen has proposed.
Proposed? It's not a proposal.
Easy, Kristen. We're interested in all opinions at this stage.
Oh, I'm interested, Meredith. Believe me.
Please, Susan, continue. Why do you disagree with the approach?
Well, I guess I think it's too imitative.
Too imitative. Okay. So, you think effective protest needs to be more original?
Well, no, not exactly. I guess I'm looking at the anti-war effort as a whole, you know? Coast to coast. And I ask the question, what can Ohio do to assist in that larger effort? Right? I mean, that's the title on our materials here. Ohioans for Peace, a strategic workshop. I know that Cindy Sheehan has got Camp Casey going on out there in Crawford, Texas, and it's getting a lot of attention.
A lot of golden media coverage is what she's getting.
Let her finish, Kristen. Go ahead, Susan.
Oh. Thanks, Meredith.
Well, yeah, she is getting a lot of coverage, which is good.
I don't think George Bush will really sit down and have any kind of substantive discussion.
Of course not. We'll have to drag him to peace, kicking and screaming. You think any of us are waiting around for George to come to his senses? You think Cindy Sheehan is waiting for that?
Chris, Jesus, just relax and let...
No, Gail. Maybe you should just relax a little. Is it okay with you if I participate in my own conference? Go ahead, Susan.
Well, I was saying that all that attention is good, of course. But I think it might be a mistake to just duplicate the Camp Casey model by setting up a Camp Mason over in Springfield. And by that, I certainly mean no disrespect or lack of sympathy to the Masons. I thank God none of my children are over in Iraq.
Okay. I sense a but coming.
But when you look at a protest movement as a whole, it has to be broad-based and varied.
if it is to have any staying power beyond the moment, you know. We need a variety of participants. We need to cover as many of the social, political, and economic strata as we can. And we need to adopt a wide variety of methods to drum home the same message. Get out of Iraq. Get out of Iraq. Get out of Iraq.
Okay, that's interesting. Well, you have seen from Kristen's excellent PowerPoint what the strategic benefits are to setting up a Camp Mason.
Yes. The focus, the linkage, symmetry of language, ease of coverage.
Yes. Yes. Okay, so what exactly do you think are the downsides?
I think you end up putting what should be a broad-based anti-war effort on the shoulders of Cindy Sheehan. All the eggs are in one basket.
Oh, I'm sorry, but I totally disagree, Susan. Camp Mason would be about Tom and Bridget Mason, not Cindy Sheehan. And anyway, both Camp Casey and Camp Mason would really be about every parent or family member who has anyone in Iraq. They're intended to be representative.
You know, Kristen, your PowerPoint there was great, really. I don't mean to take anything away from that. I'm not even saying that Camp Mason is a completely bad idea. I'm just saying that maybe it shouldn't be Ohio's main focus. We need a march, something more inclusive.
A march? That's original.
Kristen.
Camp Casey is too dependent on a single personality. If Cindy Sheehan ever loses credibility,
how?
I don't know how. I'm just saying that if she goes too far in some way, says something regrettable, or starts associating with the wrong...
Her fucking son is dead, Susan.
Why don't you dial it back a notch there, Chris?
Gail, I'm not dialing anything back. I'm just... asking a goddamn question.
Not very nicely, you're not.
You two really have been at each other for 2 full days now. So maybe let's just...
No, Meredith. You're a discussion facilitator, not a school principal. I'm co-presenting here. I put all this shit together, okay? You did the flyers and booked the resort... and I did everything else. So I can say what I want, and this needs to be said, and maybe you can just chill for a minute. Gail, your days of controlling me are over. You hear that? However I endured your holier-than-thou shit for so long, I will never know. But I am free of it now.
I don't know, Chris. You still seem pretty conflicted to me.
Oh, don't flatter yourself, Gail. It's pathetic. You were never that good.
If you say so.
I do. And you can drop the chivalry bullshit, by the way. If your flavor of the month there can't answer a question or two, and it seems to me that she is more than capable of doing that, then she shouldn't be here in the first place.
Susan is a friend of mine, Kristen. Nothing more. Certainly not a flavor. So get a grip on the jealousy and show some respect. Or maybe you and I need to go clear the air in private.
Ooh, you gonna beat me up?
I will bitch slap you into next week if that's what it takes.
Ladies, I'm sorry. I have to insist
can it, Meredith.
Well, anyway, it's about time for the mud bath.
Meredith!
Gail, really, I'm fine. Kristen's really not doing anything wrong. See?
She can take care of herself. I'm not talking to her in an insulting manner. I'm just trying to understand her position.
And she's trying to explain it, except that you keep interrupting.
She's not explaining anything, Gail. She's claiming that Cindy Sheehan is not a proper figurehead for this movement. And I think that that is just plain absurd.
I'm hypothesizing, Kristen. I'm not trying to run down Cindy Sheehan. I know you've met her, and...
More than met her. We're good friends.
Oh, please. You met her 6 weeks ago.
Now who's interrupting, Gail?
It doesn't count if you interrupt an interruption, Chris.
Anyone who wants to start wandering over for the mud bath treatments can't...
Meredith, just... Christ almighty. The mud has been there for 200,000 years. It will last another 10 minutes. Just sit down for a second. You started this, so let's finish it. Now, Susan.
Look, Kristen, my only concern is that the Ohio movement not be so much about that one person.
Look, for all practical political purposes, Sheehan's untouchable. The media is in love with her. She's the perfect figurehead. We should be unifying the entire movement around the senseless deaths of sons and daughters and husbands and wives, and Cindy Sheehan personifies that ultimate loss perfectly. Strategically, she's a symbol that is easy for people to understand, and the editorial pages almost just write themselves. Cable news is almost orgasmic over something as visual as Camp Casey. I've floated the Camp Mason idea, and they're gaga about it. It's a natural tie-in to the drama in Crawford, and they'll cover the hell out of it.
I'm just a housewife, Kristen. I'm older and probably not as in touch as you. I'm not a media consultant like you are. I don't work for cable news, and I don't make a living worrying about what plays and what does not play. But I do end up watching a lot of cable news. The whole point, I think, of cable news is to keep people from thinking for themselves. They've already done all that for us. All we have to do is swallow. And yes, you're right. They love Cindy Sheehan right now. But they will also love to tear her down if they get the chance. I don't think we want this to become the Cindy Sheehan show and have Iraq get lost in the casual character assassination that passes for entertainment news these days.
No, no, no. You're just out of your depth. I work with these people. Media is my business. They love her, okay? They'll keep loving her.
All due respect, I think we need to diversify our strategy.
I think that is patently ridiculous.
Of course you do, Chris. Anyone who challenges your opinion is ridiculous.
Gail, I swear to God, it's true. No, Gail, it isn't. I don't have any problem with different opinions.
You sure had a lot of problems with my opinions.
No, Gail, I had a problem with the sanctimony.
Oh, come on, ladies. This is not why...
And the tattoos. Has she given you the tour yet, Susan?
I'm not. I mean, we're not even...
It's a sickness. She's an ink addict. Wait till you see the Venus flytrap.
That's enough, Chris.
Come on, Susan. Let's hit the mud baths.
Great idea. Everyone, let's just adjourn things until the after-dinner session. Don't forget the hot stone therapy is right after the seaweed wrap over in the...
No, Meredith. Everybody, sit down. I want to hear what else Susan here has on her mind. I mean, besides Gail.
What?
You said you had two criticisms. I think we all got the first one. We need to be more original because Cindy Sheehan is about to self-destruct. Got it. What's next?
I'd just like to drop the whole thing, Kristen. You're just...
So, this is a problem with me and not the protest?
Some of both, I guess.
Then, what's the second criticism?
Okay. I'll just say it.
Please.
Your plan isn't bold enough.
Not bold enough.
Right. Not bold enough. My daughter would call it a plan to pussy out.
Pussy out? Are you insane? Have you been paying any attention at all?
This Camp Mason idea is just too easy for people to ignore. I'm sorry, but it is.
No one is going to ignore.
They can, and they will, Kristen. Get as much media coverage as you want. Let Jesse Jackson run around the stage naked with a microphone. Let Cindy Sheehan sing Danny Boy and play the bagpipes. It isn't enough by itself. You've got to grab people. You've got to make them uncomfortable. You've got to involve them, engage them, pull them out of their lives for a minute, and make them angry.
Thousands of people are dying in a ridiculous war that was sold to us on a pack of lies. If that doesn't get people angry, then
you're planning a pep rally at which you preach to the choir and congratulate yourselves on being outraged. But you are not going to change anything, Kristen. Hell, George Bush can do prep rallies.
I don't appreciate the condescension, Susan. Stick it, Gail. I know what I'm doing here. I'm not an amateur. And you don't have to like it, but I guess the ugly truth is that you, Susan, are here dabbling in something that you know nothing about. I appreciate that you are looking for some sort of diversion, but there is too much at stake here for this to be a late-in-life coming-out party for you. I am not proposing that we hold a pep rally and wear blue. The point is to focus media attention on our cause and to use that attention to expose the lies of this administration that have senselessly killed so many people. The point is to show the American people that our foreign policy is a fraud.
No. The ugly truth, Kristen, is that most people are complacent. We have to challenge that complacence. We are protesting a war here, not selling breakfast cereal. People are dying. Speech-making and pep rallies should not be enough for us. We should not be satisfied with that.
And just what are you proposing?
I don't know what I'm proposing. I came here expecting to learn, not take over.
Sorry you're disappointed. Maybe you should go home.
Oh, fuck you, Chris.
Maybe I will go home. But for the record,
I was protesting American foreign policy before you were born, Kristen. None of this is new to me by a long shot. Nor is it something I am dabbling in for a diversion. So, let me leave it at this. Unless you find a way to interrupt people, inconvenience them, drag them away from their own lives, even to the point of really pissing them off, then you are wasting your time. You want to make people angry at us? That's the big plan? If that's what it takes to wake them up. Great. Terrific. Well, you can do what you want, Susan. You and Gail go stand on your head someplace, go shit on people's lawns. Whatever. You obviously have no sense of strategy in a media-driven, civic protesting model. The rest of us will be in Springfield with Cindy Sheehan setting up Camp Mason. Springfield's all wrong, by the way.
Oh, it is it?
Yes.
And I suppose you have a better place in mind.
Yes, but you wouldn't understand.
And why is that, Susan?
Because, Kristen, while I may have no sense of strategy in a media-driven whatever you just called it, you obviously have no sense of history.
History?
Yes, history. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to go submerge my old body in slightly older mud and have one of those lovely young masseuses wrap me in seaweed.